So, let's kick things off with the first of our three-part series on the new Defence Infrastructure Panel, Major Construction, or DIPMC for short. This panel is a pretty big deal for defence in Australia. It's setting a precedent for how major infrastructure projects are handled. Projects worth over $200 million. Now, instead of doing things the old way, where every big project required its own tender process and months of back and forth, DIPMC brings in this pre-qualified contractor model. It's like an exclusive club of 18 contractors, all pre-approved and ready to go. Streamlined, efficient. No more waiting for ages just to get a project off the ground.
Exactly. And that streamlined approach doesn't just save time, it brings clarity. By having these pre-qualified contractors, Defence knows they're working with companies that already meet compliance and quality benchmarks. But what's brilliant about DIPMC is the flexibility it maintains. If a job indeed needs a specific skill or expertise that's not within those 18 contractors, procurement outside the panel is still on the table.
Right. It's not locked in a box. And this setup is crucial because defence projects, they're not your typical commercial buildings, right? They're big, they're complex, and security requirements alone can be a logistical maze. From runways redevelopments to building specialised training facilities, you need flexibility baked into the system.
And let's not forget the backbone of this whole operation. The Security and Estate Group, or SEG, they're not just handing out contracts and disappearing. SEG is responsible for overseeing performance and compliance, ensuring that these companies actually deliver. They combine strong governance with an efficient administration of the panel. That's critical for keeping taxpayers' dollars accountable, especially in projects this size and scale.
Yeah, their role can't be overstated. I mean, without strong governance, a system like this could fall apart in no time. SEG acts as the referee, the enforcer, and the facilitator, ensuring things run smoothly while maintaining defence standards. They go beyond ticking policy boxes. They actively create an environment where projects can succeed consistently.
Absolutely. And by pre-selecting contractors who already meet the security, ESG, and safety standards expected by defence, SEG enables a level of operational readiness that's never been this robust. With DIPMC, the timeline from planning to delivery shrinks significantly, but the consistency of outcomes, that improves because of this governance. It's performance-driven.
And it's about preparing for the future too. Just imagine the scale of what these contractors will be handling. Massive defence sites, constant security checks, and delivering this under tight schedules. What DIPMC is doing is setting a long-term foundation, not just a quick fix. This is construction on a strategic level, folks.
Exactly. And the ripple effects, they'll go beyond defence. Other Commonwealth agencies accessing the panel means we're likely to see even broader standardisation across government construction projects. SEG's centralised administration ensures that this panel becomes not just effective, but transformative.
Spot on, Jessica. And I think this pivot is just the beginning of something much bigger for collaborative and sustainable development across not just defence, but the broader industry. But hold that thought. Let's dive into how DIPMC is reshaping industry partnerships and technology innovation in the next segment. Building on that idea of collaboration and sustainability, let's dive deeper into what truly sets DIPMC apart. It's not just about simplifying procurement, it's about creating enduring relationships. Defence projects have always been demanding, but this panel model shifts the conversation from mere transactions to partnerships. These 18 contractors aren't just service providers. They're allies in building strategic, long-term outcomes. And that's the game changer. DIPMC is fostering a culture where shared goals and mutual growth become integral to every project.
Exactly. And that collaboration extends far beyond just getting the job done. Take sustainability, for instance. This isn't a buzzword anymore. With DIPMC, there's a real push for environmental and social governance, ESG, at every level. Companies like Acciona are stepping in with innovative, low-carbon construction methods, which aligns perfectly with Defence's environmental goals. It's not just about reducing footprints. It's about future-proofing.
Right. And I just love how explicit Defence is about that. They're not only saying, hey, build this infrastructure. They're saying, build it smarter, greener, and in a way that benefits communities. I mean, look at the emphasis on Indigenous engagement. It's not just an afterthought. It's in the DNA of how things get done. Policies like the Indigenous procurement policy, they're actually seeing results.
Absolutely, and companies like BMD are leading the charge here. They're bringing in local Indigenous businesses and exceeding participation targets. Plus, their self-performance approach also means tighter control over quality and safety, which is essential when dealing with sensitive sites like live operational bases. But let's not sugarcoat it. This level of compliance is no walk in the park. Meeting stringent security, safety, and environmental standards is a constant challenge.
Totally. I mean, CPB contractors, these guys are no strangers to managing mega projects under tight schedules. They've nailed things like airfield upgrades and specialized facilities, dodging delays while ticking off compliance boxes. But that doesn't mean it's easy. You've got daily security protocols, operational disruptions to avoid, and a laundry list of deliverables tied to government standards. It's like walking a tightrope with a toolbox.
And it's all done under intense scrutiny. SEG's governance ensures these contractors consistently deliver, but equally it pushes them to innovate and streamline at every step. That's where advanced technologies come into play. Digital twins, for instance, are being used to simulate builds before breaking ground, minimizing risks and saving costs. It's cutting-edge solutions like these that allow firms to stay ahead despite rigid expectations.
And it's paying off big time. With the DIPMC framework, these challenges become less about roadblocks and more about opportunities. Opportunities to rethink processes, embrace sustainability, and set an entirely new standard for defence infrastructure. It's about building a legacy, one project at a time.
Exactly, Darian. I think as we dive deeper into the stories of companies like Sitzler and Acciona, we'll see just how transformative this approach can be, especially with their unique strengths in Northern Australia and sustainability. Let's get into that next.
Speaking of transformative approaches, let's take a closer look at Sitzler. This company truly exemplifies the innovation and strength we talked about, particularly in Northern Australia. Take their $270 million Triton facility at RAAF based Tyndall, for example. From high-tech hangars to operational buildings, they've delivered it all in one of the most challenging logistical regions in the country. It's a perfect demonstration of how DIPMC's framework empowers contractors to overcome obstacles and achieve excellence.
Exactly. Sitzler's ability to navigate the complexities of northern projects really sets them apart. I remember working on a northern airfield project a few years back, and in partnering with local Indigenous businesses was a priority. Sitzler excelled at this, not just ticking compliance boxes, but genuinely investing in those partnerships. Over 8% Indigenous workforce engagement, that's meaningful. And their agility in adapting construction processes to remote conditions, it's impressive.
Oh, and speaking of adapting, you've got to hand it to Acciona Construction Australia too. Their focus on sustainability is unmatched. I love how they're challenging the status quo with low carbon infrastructures. They're like, let's build smarter, greener, and make it stick. It's definitely a shift from how defence projects used to operate. With their global expertise funneled into Australian projects, you can tell they're in it to make a real difference.
It's a breath of fresh air, honestly. Acciona brings this clean slate approach, leveraging global innovation to tackle uniquely Australian challenges. And their commitment to Indigenous engagement, solid. They're building not just infrastructure, but relationships that strengthen communities. It's the kind of momentum that aligns perfectly with DIPMC's vision.
Absolutely. And the innovation doesn't stop there. Built Pty Limited is making waves too, particularly with their focus on digital engineering. Their Build It Digitally First philosophy is a game changer for projects that require pinpoint accuracy. They're bringing simulation and risk minimization to the forefront, which in turn saves both time and money. For defense, where resources are tight and standards are sky high, digital engineering is, well, indispensable.
Definitely. And let's not forget Icon SI. They've carved out a niche delivering specialized secure facilities like command centers and laboratories. These are technically demanding projects that most contractors would shy away from. But Icon handles it with precision, balancing tight security requirements with detailed stakeholder engagements. Their work on Defence Science Technology Group facilities is a testament to their expertise in this space.
Yeah, and it's about filling gaps that defence really needs covered, providing the kind of infrastructure that's future-proof, whether it's through sustainability, tech innovation, or community partnerships. These companies are writing a new playbook for defence construction. They're adapting to challenges and raising standards at the same time.
Exactly. And as ESSEC continues to oversee and refine this process, the potential to scale these successes gets even bigger. But Darian, let's save some of those deeper dives for later. Up next, we're talking about something everyone in the industry needs to hear, how to use the DPMC contact list to forge those vital partnerships.
Now, taking all of that innovation we've just discussed, let's focus on how to make it actionable. The DPMC isn't just a framework. It's a tool for creating connections that drive results. And it all starts with knowing where to look and who to connect with.
Exactly. If you're a contractor, consultant, or just someone looking to engage with defence projects, there's so much potential to tap into. The easiest place to start is downloading the DIPMC contact list. It's your direct line to the 18 panel firms that are shaping Australia's defence infrastructure. Building those connections early can position you for long-term success.
And this isn't just networking for networking's sake. It's about aligning yourself with a system that's transforming how mega projects are built. Start those conversations, you know, put yourself in the mix. And trust me, being proactive now could open doors well into the future.
Absolutely, Darian. And let's not forget the other resources. Jump onto the DECnet Defence Estate newsletter. Staying informed is your secret weapon. The landscape evolves quickly, and keeping up means spotting opportunities early.
Oh, and let's not stop there. Taking their online course, Mastering Defence Infrastructure, is another stellar way to dive deeper into the nitty-gritty. And look, folks, share these resources with your teams. The more your circle knows, the better prepared you'll be when those tenders roll out.
That's right. Whether it's subcontractors, bid managers, or even those new to defence projects, getting everyone up to speed now will put you miles ahead. Collaboration isn't just about working better with defence, but with each other.
And on that note, a huge thank you to everyone listening today. Conversations like this remind us why these changes matter, not just for defence, but for communities, industries, and the future. Until next time, remember to dream big, act smart, and don't wait for opportunities. Create them.
Well said, Darian. Thank you, listeners. Keep building, keep innovating, and we'll see you in the next episode of Mastering Defence Infrastructure. Take care.